Adigo operator.
Joined.
Yeah, I dialed in because someone's trying to dial in, and I have three dial-outs. They just emailed me. None for you, though. English. Okay. All right, bye. Nope, I don't have one. Okay.
Donnerhacke.
Joined.
Hello, this is the operator. The call has not started yet.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Who am I talking to?
My name is Donnerhacke here. I'm waiting for the start. It was scheduled for 8:30.
Yeah, it will start in about 5 minutes.
Okay. May I stay or may I call?
Sure, absolutely.
I will stay. Okay. Then.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Spanish translator.
Joined.
Spanish translator.
Left. Joined. Joined.
Said.
Joined.
Yes, hi, Sebastian.
Darlene.
Joined.
Oui. Bonjour.
Heidi.
Joined.
Bonsoir, Sébastien.
Bonsoir, Olivier. Ça va?
Non, c'est Khaled de la Tunisie.
Olivier Crépin Leblanc.
Joined.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, hi, everybody. Here's Olivier.
Hello, this is Heidi.
Hello, this Bonjour, is Khaled from Tunisia.
Bonjour, Khaled.
Thompson here.
Oh, Khaled, you're on there as well.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so I've got Heidi, Sebastian, bonjour.
Bonjour.
We were supposed to be Mick. Eight on this call.
Joined.
Hello.
Hello, Nick.
There's a boss from the past. Haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, well, I haven't been around for a while. I figured I'd get while the getting is good.
Smart man.
Rhonda, Anthony.
Joined.
Evan.
Joined.
Gareth Sherman.
Joined.
Hi, Evan. Vanda. How are you?
Ah, okay. It's still very dreary and white around here.
Yeah, I know the feeling there, mate.
Yeah, I can imagine.
we've had it. The high has been below zero in Geneva for 2 weeks. I'm so glad I haven't been around.
Wow.
The sun has all set where I am.
Yeah, but you live above the Arctic Circle.
No, just slow it, actually.
Last week, I felt like in Nunavut because the summer here was 20 degrees Celsius. So amazing cold. But now it's amazing hot.
You've had a real heat wave in Australia.
Actually, around here, I think amazing hot would be 10 degrees.
It's high 70s in Los Angeles. Almost 80 along the coast.
Wow.
Now, you're not just trying to tick us off, are you?
Just getting you ready for Mexico.
Yeah, and I can definitely confirm the weather's nice in that part of the world.
Oh, is that where you were for the holidays?
Yes. Including 3 days staying in the hotel
joined.
Of the summit.
So at least you got to experience
transfer.
What we're going.
I am sorry, that's not a valid extension. Please try again.
Ooh, that was interesting.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
Okay, so I think Wolf just said on Skype he's going to have his fun dialing in again.
My name is Wolf Ludwig.
Joined.
Hello, Wolf.
Hi.
Hello, Wolf.
There are already quite a lot of people at the call, I guess.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this the summit conference?
Yeah.
Left.
Okay, good, because, you know, I was asking for an ID. I had only the conference number, so this is Wolfgang. Thank you. Hello.
Okay, welcome.
Hi, Wolfgang.
Did I interrupt you by talking about issues, or sorry for that?
No, we are still waiting and preparing for the rest of the people joining.
Cheryl.
Joined.
Okay.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi there. I was 16 coming in, so we've got plenty.
I'm in a busy place. Maybe I need to keep me mute during the call.
Not a problem, Vanda.
Okay.
Vanda, you actually sound amazingly clear and in a very quiet place.
Yeah, right now, but I'm in the middle of the airport. In a few minutes, I need to leave the room, so I'll be in the,
and we'll know
the middle of the mess.
Where things are going, yes, understand that well.
So did you see, by the way, that Susan Crawford is now heading the transition team for all the nominations for the new administration in the U.S.?
Yeah. I send a message to her because I, in the newspaper here, they just connected the old Susan Crawford in the Bush administration with her. And so I sent a message saying, "Wow, you are so famous! Even in the developing country, you are in the newspaper, you know, in talking about torture because there is the." I said, "Congratulations!" So she answered, "Wow, you are always
joined."
But it was funny because they linked the name with the new position he's taken in the telecommunication area in the Obama's team. But, you know, linked with the older one, there is a Pentagon lawyer dealing with torturing Guantanamo, this kind of thing.
Okay. But you know, the new FCC nomination is an interesting choice, isn't it?
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah. He's also from Harvard Law School, you know.
Yeah, wonderful.
The guy, yeah. So that means all the Harvard people are now making its way back to the White House and in its environment.
Mm-hmm. Be nice to have someone over there.
Because they understand the issue, you know. This was not the case very often in the old administration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly. But the people
on a number of levels
mess up.
Hi. Hello, Wanda.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Hello.
Hey,
oh, yes. Good morning. Oh, good evening.
Hey, now, come on.
Good evening for you.
I made it clear it was about 4 a.m. for you.
Oh, exactly. It's very refreshing to get up now. Well, have we started?
Not yet, but we're about to.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, I think at this point you must be caller number 17, or I suspect, so we look like we've got plenty of people here today. And we will just make sure that someone invites you to the summit planning meeting Skype chat, not necessarily for you to be online today, but so you can keep up with what's going on in the future, because inter-meeting chat goes on in there as well. Okay, first up, which is going to staff, I'm just not sure which of the staff is going to be dealing with it, and that's the very important matter of the priority topics from the second survey. I do note still some chatter on some technical issues, so I would very much think that we'd all like to hear about those as well. Over to you. Is it Matthias going to handle that then, or Nick?
Well, I can, if you like.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not quite ready to publish officially the final list. I'm going to read them. The reason we're not ready to publish the final list is because in the voting system, it was not taking account of the fact that there was one subject added in by one of the respondents, and it wasn't factoring in the fact that only a subset of the available voting pool could select that
joined
that option. So it was. It was putting the write-in much higher in the list than it should have appeared. So we expect by tomorrow morning to have this finalized and be sure of the result. But at the moment, the top five subjects in order of their rank. Is at-large engagement in ICANN, including goals, organization, reviews, strategic planning, participation, and the like. Number two, the future structure of, and governance of ICANN, which is the improving institutional confidence process. New GTLDs, including IDN GTLDs. ICANN transparency and accountability. And number five is DNS security issues within ICANN's remit.
Very good.
Sorry, I missed four. What was it?
ICANN transparency and accountability.
That's it, thank you. Yep, top.
How many ALS have responded so far? I think there are still some pending because I saw some mails, that people want to participate but have still some technical problems. What is the number now of respondents?
74, almost just under 75% of the total possible respondents have responded. That would be 65 of 87.
That's good.
So, of course, pending the adding in, the paper ballots, as it were, or allowing those people who have tried to vote and had a problem to put their vote in may slightly change the numbers.
So, well done to all the people who followed up with the ALSs. Thank you.
Welcome.
It's interesting at the moment, 60%... of the respondents indicated they wished to work in English. Just under 22% chose Spanish, and 18% chose French.
That's realistic.
Yes, it's realistic, but I'm going to jump in here before Hong does. We from APRALO must remind you that that is because we have too great a diversity of native languages. We don't become Spanish speakers or French speakers. We become, I think, something like 56 different language speakers. So our default is English by force.
And it's Sebastian. Sometime it's a quite strange question because you can't say first or second language. You have
joined.
Just to decide which one to you choose, but you will. Some people are able to work in different languages, and it's not a fixed number like that. And to come back to the result, I think it's very, very important that we have the right result. It's a pity that a lot of people were not able to give their answer on time because of technical issue. I will be happy to know what's happened, because it's important to know, not just from an ALAC perspective, but in more general, as a user of this type of system to vote, it's important to know what's happened. And I really ask the staff to give us a report on the issue of the technical problem we face, or the end user face to answer this survey. It's important also to have the right numbers, because of the right figures, because we want to use this survey not just for the summit, but also to take two or three subjects to be used during the ICANN conference with the other RALOs, with the other supporting organization and advisory committee, and then the place of each are quite important. And finally, I want to be sure that the new topic added is really a new one. Can't we insert it in one of the previous idea or subject we have? Maybe give them a more higher position, but it will be easier to handle, maybe. Thank you.
I can certainly address at least some of those points.
Thank you, Nick, if you could.
I can't speak in specific to the technical issues because, of course, I wasn't around to do that. So perhaps Matthias or Heidi can. If not, we can get a more complete answer, because I'm, of course, also concerned that we find out what happened and not repeat it, obviously. With respect to the write-in, the write-in is a topic called ICANN's relationships with ICANN's relationship with government, the UN, and the ITU. And it is true, I think one would have to say, that really does fall under the future structure and governance of ICANN. So those people who felt that subject was important, it could certainly be addressed within that existing subject. Which is another way of saying I think it's not that new. But that would just be my view. You may have a different one.
Yeah, Nick, this was my feeling with some other categories. Sometimes there's overlapping, and the issue you just mentioned, you know, can be put under the first issue you mentioned, which got us the highest priority, because this is nearly everything, and this is part of everything, what the specific relationship to governments and the ITU and United Nations and things like that. So that means I would not make a big thing out of it. So it's a sub-theme, you know, which is more or less covered by the others.
Two things then we need to discuss, whether or not particularly things as paper ballots are also to be added in, whether it is our view that we should roll in the additional suggested topic of ICANN's relationship with other NGOs and peak bodies like the ITU. Should be rolled into the future structure and governance of ICANN one, and after we discuss that, hopefully we can hear a little bit more from the matter of what at least the
information so far staff have, that would be Matthias and Heidi, on the issues. But certainly I'm from an ALAC point of view also very keen, as I know Nick is from our conversation last night, to dig down further into the technical issues. So what's our view, do you think, on rolling in the write-in topic with the other one? I think that makes sense. You can either Skype it or say it. Okay. Well, if nobody disagrees, if you're disagreeing with us rolling in that that add-in or write-in topic with the other one, because that will affect the calculations, speak now, type now, or let us know before the end of the meeting, or that, I think, is what we'll be asking asking staff to do as they're adding in the paper ballots and analysing the final figures for us in the next 24 hours. Okay. Matthias or Heidi, what happened at Big Pulse? Did they kick the cord out, or someone dropped coffee in a keyboard? What so far have they told you?
Heidi, you want me to take this?
Yes, please.
I've been in contact with Big Pulse over the last couple of weeks, and I sent an email to the summit list on Thursday last week, which is a summary of what they told me, and I haven't heard since. I mean, I've been in contact, but not particularly about new issues. So I just resume what I wrote in that email. This is that there are three reasons why problems occurred. One is that they had the require email activation feature on for this poll. This means that people who have never voted before were asked to confirm their email address. And then in some cases, people went to that page, but they didn't go further, which means they didn't actually access the vote, but they just went to the activation page and then didn't get to the vote at the very end. And this, of course, meant that their vote was not recorded. And then secondly, the Big Pulse server had a major problem on December 24th, which was the day when the vote started. So a lot of the people who answered the poll the first day could answer the poll, but their vote was not recorded. And unfortunately, I do not know at this point who is concerned about this problem. And I think Big Pulse doesn't know either, because they don't have a record from that day. And this also affects the ALEC vote, by the way, which started the same day. Then thirdly, some people got an email error message. And Big Pulse assumes that this has to do with the computer or service people who try to access the vote are using. They don't know what this problem actually means, but the Big Pulse engineers told me that they will come back to me to look into this matter, but I haven't heard from them since. This is all I can tell you at the moment.
Thanks for that, Matthias. So it's a comedy of errors as well as enormously bad timing. But I must say, I was one of the people that was asked to confirm that I'm hardly a new voter in the system. Might be worthwhile them knowing that as well. Could I just propose that we repeat into the minutes of this meeting, under our discussion on this topic, the body of the information you sent out in that email, and also that we will be having further follow-up from an ALAC and Summit Working Group point of view. And Sebastian, you're next.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for the explanation, but sorry, the last mail we received on the list saying that there are people still unable to answer to the survey and to give the answer is something else, because the rest was solved, or big part, and there are something still in the system or in the survey itself or somewhere else who doesn't allow people to answer. Then we really need to find out why, because and I don't want to discuss that more here in this call. We have all other duty to fulfill, but it's a pity that those people are not able to answer.
Okay, thank you. Was it, did someone else ping me while I was typing there to say they wanted to raise something? Evan, did you want an answer to Heidi? Did they ever find my stuff?
I'm just finding that out with Matthias right now.
I must say, just while I'm filibustering here absolutely shamelessly before we move on to the next topic, which is actually doing some discussion and working out how we're going to be organising these working groups now, it is confusing enough for those of us who've used Big Pulse or other similar online voting tools. For those ALS people who've never ventured into the world of online voting tools or Big Pulse, I can only imagine that it was even more frustrating and confusing. So certainly the internet gods were against us when we put this particular poll out, and I just think we need to, when we all get together, note that we do actually live in an imperfect world, and part of what we need to do in the future for our communication is make sure that we have backup systems and alternates, hopefully, that are actually going to be implemented before the end of deadlines or after deadline, so early in the process rather than later. Okay. Is there anyone else wishing to speak on this matter, or can we move on to actually discussing the formation and operation of the working group? Okay.
Let's move
on to formation operation of the working group. Again, this is we've got the selection of working group topics outlined here. Who would like to speak to that in terms of process? See text below. Selection of chairs we will deal with after we do the text below. Then we'll move on to responsibilities and timings. Let's first of all discuss the proposed process for selection of working group topics. Am I correct in believing that not everyone is looking at screens? Those of you who are standing in airlines or in coffee shops having their breakfast or dinner may not be looking at a screen. Would it be suitable or appropriate for me to read out the proposed text process?
Yes, please.
Okay. The relevant text, as approved by the Summit Working Group, is as follows. Selection of working group topics. There will be 5 working groups as part of the summit program. The purpose of the working groups will be to develop a written statement for ratification during the general session at the close of the summit. The statements will then be sent to the board of ICANN as a position of the entire at-large community. Each summit attendee will be expected to participate in one working group during the summit and to participate in the work of preparing draft statement on the subject of their working group in advance of the summit. And I'm going to pause there and say that means an awful lot we have to talk about as well. Back to the text. You will be automatically assigned to the working group that you have rated most highly, below which is also in the top 5 topics across all respondents. The summit organisers may assist you into one of the next highest preference choices in order to balance the number of participants in each working group. You and the others who complete the survey will choose the subjects of the 5 working groups. We've prepared a list of subjects below, blah, 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 other issues, blah, blah, blah. But basically, we've told them what it is. We now have to make it happen. And when and how we're going to do that really now has slipped in our timing. Because we don't have the final information at today's meeting. So how do you wish to move on with this? When are we going to be divvying all of these up, and who is going to be divvying all of these up? And I've got nobody saying on Evan. Evan is not the
No, he wasn't asking to talk on this.
I have a suggestion, if you want one.
Yep, please, go ahead.
Which one of us?
Sorry, I heard you, Nick. Who was the other?
Well, I was just answering to what you were saying, but yeah, I've got less to say than you, Nick.
Okay. What I was going to suggest is, what I was going to suggest that we do is, we have to, firstly, we want people, stop me if you disagree with any of this. It seems to me logical that we would want people to be, if possible, in the working group that corresponds with their first choice. And if it's not their first choice, then it would be their next highest choice. At the same time, we want to balance out the number of participants in each working group so that they are roughly the same size. We can, once we have a finalized result, we can produce a spreadsheet which shows on one tab, you know, the order of preference that chose, but on another tab, which proposes working groups that are balanced and which put people into the highest, the working group that corresponds with their highest choice, which also results in balance. Accepting that in order to do that, sometimes people might be in you know, their second highest choice. From what I can see of the results, the results are relatively tightly spread. With the exception of the very first choice, there is less than 1% between each of the others. So I think we would actually be able to end up with a pretty balanced set of groups without forcing people into their second highest preference most of the time. And it would then be, I suppose, logical to set up a mailing list for each working group and then arrange the first conference calls for them to meet, elect a chair, and decide how to work. My proposal would be, with respect to the output document, that it might be useful if we, the staff, were to prepare, if not a draft statement, I mean, we could do that, but we could at least prepare some text which we have heard people state in respect to the various positions in the past, so that there would at least be a document that people could have a think about and say, well, yes, this is important, this is not so important, to sort of facilitate getting a draft ready, basically.
Nick, this is Evan. I just put some a quick message out on Skype, and as you know, when we did the logistics, in order to make things a little easier, not all of the working group rooms are going to have translations in them. So I'm also just making the case that if somebody has selected two preferences and they're not a native English speaker, and one, and their second choice is in a room with translation, and their first choice is in a room without translation, that may have an effect.
Sure. No, certainly.
That makes sense.
Take that into account, too. That's a very good point.
Darlene here. Also, I can foresee where someone might have signed up for something on a first choice and not really known what it was about, you know, if they're really new to the process, decide, you know, have to do that, well, I'd rather be in this other working group. I'm wondering if we can at all make that happen, make it possible, or will it just, like, be a logistics nightmare?
Well, in the first instance, we don't have 100%, respondents. So we definitely have some people who we don't know what their preference is. For those who responded, as you'll all probably remember, there was a click-through link on basically all of those choices that gave people at least hopefully a reasonably good idea of what it is that the subject was meant to be about. You know, certainly if you all feel
hello.
Strongly that...
Hello, how are everybody? Hello.
If certainly all of you feel strongly that we should allow people to switch, we could come up with some way to do that, but it would have to be pretty quickly. And I would submit that the default would be that if you don't speak up within X days, this is the working group you're on.
That sounds like a good idea.
Okay, I'd like to come back to when this is happening.
May I?
Please go ahead, Sebastian.
I think we need not to be too to go in too much detail and because the risk is that we never start the process. And it's a shame that we have not the five topics tonight. But my preferences will be to decide eventually tonight who could lead the, let's say, the seven first topics on the list. I hope that within those seven, five will be the right one for the working groups, and the two other will be for preparation for the discussion with the other ACs and ASO. And that we start immediately a working group with this person, and we put the name on the people, and for the one who didn't answer, we ask them if they want to participate to one working group, and we will see if we need to change one people from one group to another group. But my feeling is that the time is so short that if we want to have the process ready at the from the bottom to the top, it will not work. We will lose time. And I hope to be able to have the working group set up before the end of this week.
This is Wolfgang. I only can support Sebastian. I think we should really very quickly nominate, you know, chair and vice chair of the five working groups so that the people can start to work. And we should have a certain flexibility. If people move from one group to another group, you know, for some reasons, I think we should allow this flexibility. But we have to start to work, and we have to have a person which takes the responsibility, because it's a lot of workload. And, you know, if you postpone this again and again, then you create a lot of trouble in the last couple of weeks before the summit. So that means as soon as we come with names related to a subject, the efficiency and the final outcome will be higher.
Can I just suggest that first thing we need to do is get results, and we were told, Nick, did you say 24 or 36 hours?
Yeah.
Okay, so should we be looking at an online discussion in this summit planning chat for you to place the results as well as to the list, that we then set up lists with mailing lists and working space for each of those before the end of the week or by the end of the week. Yes? Is that how we can proceed? Is that what you want to do?
Cheryl, I have a question, but it's a quick one.
Go ahead, Hong.
Now we highlight top five topics. The second one is new GTLD, including ID and GTLD. My question is that, are we going to form five working groups according to these five top five topics? If so, then there's no ID and working group. It will be new GTLD working group, assimilating ID.
Well, that's a very good question. And can I ask Nick, in looking at the the draft results so far, the new GTLDs inclusive of IDNs, will be getting a Guernsey as far as we know. Is that the case?
New GTLDs including IDN GTLDs is number three. IDNs and CCTLDs came in as the sixth most popular topic, but very narrowly.
Okay, so how the Hong is here because of going to be doing
an IDN's round table, how are we going to integrate that? Is that the point of your question, Hong? Am I correct there?
Oh, sure, of course. But of course, this is a draft proposal. The round table for the...
Hong, there are two questions here. We need you to give all the participants a good knowledge of what is happening and what is IDN purpose. That will be done, I guess, with the help of the staff, but that will be done at the beginning.
Veuillez ne pas quitter, votre correspondant est en communication. Merci.
Okay, can call management. Thank you. Call management done, but thank you.
And then it's an important topic. The second one is when the international, the IDN and CCTLD are ranked at the number six, then it become a subject in discussion with the other SO and AC. Then we will need your help also for that. Then just the question is, I don't think that it will be out of topic, but maybe it will not be a working group, but something else. But we still need your inputs on all that.
Oh, sure. The survey result is very much depending on the design of the question. In the question, we separate IDN CCTLD and IDN GTLDs. So I guess that's part of the reason that IDN CCTLD was ranked as narrowly as six. If we design question whether IDN is a top priority for you, I guess most people will choose that. Now my simple question is that are we going to have a working group on this? Is it something that's deliverable after the summit on IDNs? It seems this is a critical issue. You see the discussion on the list on UGTLD, most of them, primarily of them, are on IDNs, actually.
Sorry, Hong, can you just repeat that last point of yours?
I mean, on our list of discussion on new GTLDs, most of the people are actually talking about the IDN issue. My question is, are we going to have a new GTLD working group or a new GTLD working group and an IDN working group?
Okay,
one or two.
I just wanted to capture that. Wolf, were you responding to that? You're next in line.
Yes, I would like to respond to that. If I understood Hong right, I'm of the same opinion that IDN still is a very important topic. And we have it among the six first priorities, and as Nick said, the differences between the preferences are quite minimum, and therefore, for me, it's out of question that IDN contextualize these new GTLDs or with CCTLDs is a major subject. For me, it's out of question. It's clear.
Sorry, Wolf, so you're saying it's a major subject and therefore should be two working groups, is that correct?
For me, basically, I'm sure it's a major subject. Now we can discuss whether it's better to make two working groups out of it or if there are any possibilities to combine it.
Okay, thank you. I just want to be clear on that. I didn't want to misquote you. Would someone like to respond to that or discuss that further?
May I ask a question?
Yes,
Fatimata.
Yes, go ahead, Fatimata.
Yeah, the question is linked to Hong's question. We have five topics. If we adopt a new one, are we going to have six working groups or are we going to stick on five?
I guess the answer is five because we have five rooms.
Okay, so how are you going to have a new one?
but it's not a new one. And I just take Fatimata that we want to, we need also topics to be used for discussion, an important part of the ICANN meeting with the other ASO and AC. That's one. We need to find two topics to be shared with the other stakeholders within ICANN, and it's also important. And I don't see that as it's out or it's in, it's within the ICANN meeting, and it's important. And if I remember well, we discussed this issue of having a topic for IDN and a topic for new GTLD, but at the end of the discussion, we decide to stick new GTLD plus IDN GTLD and another topic with IDN and CCTLDs. My preference at that time was something else, but we finally agree on that, and then I think we need to try to cope with what we ask to the respondents.
Yeah. Most importantly, just to point out, if for those who are not on the Skype chat, Heidi mentioned that, of course, there is also a tutorial on IDN currently scheduled for Saturday afternoon in the 1400-1530 slot in the draft program version 3. Nick, did you want to talk to your point where you said could IDN be the subject of the workshop? You're talking about the Wednesday workshop, I gather.
Yes. Two main sessions, elements of the summit haven't been spoken of in great depth, in large part because of the need to deal with the workshops, with the working groups. But we currently do have a two-hour slot in the main room on Wednesday for a summit public workshop or public session. And, you know, maybe it is that IDNs could be what that workshop is about and, you know, the end user angle. I mean, taking into account, of course, that this is a main session workshop, and so it needs to be something that would be resonating with the wider ICANN community, but of course IDNs would do that, since they are, as Hong has said, the subject of major work and discussion. Perhaps that might provide an outlet for work on IDNs in a very public way.
Okay, can I ask that we take that and move it to a later point in the discussion then, because there's a whole lot of other stuff about that workshop we have to think of. We also also need to, in my opinion, look at something for the workshop that has broad appeal, and when we're doing that, it may very well be that there are other constituencies working on workshop activities or briefing activities on the same topic, and we need to have a look at that and see where any mutualism or any clashes of time with topic might happen. What we don't want is to have competing identical topics with other mainstream proposals. Can I ask, Cheryl's had a mental blank, serious lack of coffee here today. The Mexico day-by-day agenda, that hasn't gone up yet. We don't know what the other topics and activities are, do we?
No.
Right. That does make it difficult. Do we know when that's likely to be posted?
I don't have an update. There's still a lot of discussion internally about a whole lot of elements.
Okay. The reason I'm asking this, and then I want to, as I say, sector it to the side to deal with a little later, either in this meeting or in our next one, is that at the ALAC meeting at the end, when we were discussing who is survey questions with Liz Gallus, you know who I mean, Liz, can't say her second name again, serious lack of coffee, it was noted that GNSO was looking at doing a workshop in the cyber security, cyber safety
area, which of course crosses over with something that that we have interests in as well. So we also need to look at what might be something that we could either avoid doing because other people are doing it, or work with other people because it's of major interest across the whole of ICANN. IDNs, of course, is something that could very well fall into that category. Okay, that said, if we've got to come back to the agenda, we need to agree that we are going to establish working lists and working places by the end of this week. We then had a proposal on the chat, which was from Evan and supported by Wolfgang, or it might have been the other way around, that perhaps interim leads, I'd use the term leads here, because we do want these working group people, groups of 20 to 25, to be self-organising, could perhaps be allocated between now and then. What's the thoughts on that?
It's Sebastian, I suppose, this idea. If we can do that during this call, will be better, even.
Okay. Is that the general feeling, then? If so, we really... I mean, how sure are we of the top five topics, then, Nick? Can you put your divining rod over it and take a best guess?
I think that the top five won't change.
Okay.
I think the only thing that might change is the relative position right in versus
okay,
the other
so if we work in those topics that I did put earlier on in the conversation, but because we've added people, I will cut and paste them again. There we go. Do we have people who are willing to work as facilitators, as leads, as starts for each of these working groups from the weekend on?
May I suggest that we go to the up to the topic seven, because once again we will need somebody to lead, even if it's not a workshop, a working group. And for the six and seven we have already the people, then it's not a big deal, I guess.
I understand.
May I interrupt?
Yes, go ahead.
We have also, for ICANN transparency and accountability, we already have Wolfgang and Adam.
Okay, so let's deal with one thing.
And for DNS security issues, we have Patrick and Lutz already.
Okay, well that's good. We're already putting things together. Can I ask you to transcribe that into the summit meeting notes, please, the ones that we've already discussed at previous meetings? And then can I come back to Sebastian suggesting that we move to the top seven? What are number six and seven?
I put it on the Skype chat just before you make your cut and paste.
Okay, right. Okay, so we're looking at, just to read it to the record.
IDN, six, IDN and CCTLD, and we have Hong, and IPv4,
and then we've
IPv6.
Got V4 divided V6, which is Olivia, is it not?
Yes. And he's, he's on call with us.
Someone's trying to get in. Who is that speaking? Go ahead.
Oh, Sarah, I'm very sorry. I'm home. I have to go to airport in 3 minutes, but I still have an issue to talk about. This is under the special requirement of the chair of NOMCOM. I know that this should be under agenda item 3 on program, but I have to go in 3 minutes.
Can I
quickly talk about it?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. This is a proposal from nomination committee. They're suggesting to have a briefing session at ALOC Summit. NOMCOM is going to have another workshop at ICANN meeting, but the summit it seems to be another primary event separated from the ICANN main meeting. So NOMCOM is suggesting to ALOC whether it's possible to reserve a time slot for this NOMCOM briefing. The NOMCOM is recruiting board members, GNSO, CCNSO, and ALAC members this year. And this year, it seems NOMCOM has a more heavy task than last year. The more seats will have to be filled. And the chair of NOMCOM, Tricia, especially asked me to emphasize that it is important for ALAC and a large summit to be fully informed of any progress on selection, especially this is about the leadership of a large community in ICANN. That is,
okay.
For your consideration.
Thank you, Holly. I realize you have to leave. You'll see how we go forward in that discussion, and I will certainly get back to you on that. If you just check the chat when you get back, you'll see what the outcomes of our discussion are. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank
and
you.
As you know, there's a lot to do with IDNs. You're either number one, number three, and number six, or all of the above.
Yeah, this is Wolfgang. But as a former vice chair of the NOMCOM, I would fully support this. I think it should be a short slot, but there should be this important.
And to add to that, I know that Khaled is online and he's also in the nominating committee, and I am sure that he will struggle for that too when we will come back on the point three of the agenda.
Yep. Yeah. Yes, we will hold that till now point three, but thank you very much for chatting. Okay, coming back to our listing of who we already have offered here, I haven't seen that go in or not. No,
Hong Shi
left.
Okay. Yes, and I do see that we can get back to it. Okay, we have the following working group leaders already. Topic 4, Wolfgang Adam. Topic 5, Patrick Lutz. Topic 6, Hong. And I'd be actually happy to, we can add in our IDN liaison from the ALAC as an assist there. So that Shiva should be added in there. Topic 7, because it's their liaison role. Patrick is looking at topic 7 with Olivier. So that leaves us topics currently listed as 1, 2, and 3 to look at.
And we need people from outside of Europe, except for topic 6, where it's from Asia Pacific. The other is just European people. That's too much.
Yes.
It's Sebastian saying that from Europe.
I think that we do need to realise that what we're asking for here is not some form of you know, leadership, chairmanship, or single penmanship, but someone who's going to encourage a full, frank, and diversified group conversations and a general outcome. So I'm less concerned about regional balance in these interim roles, because they're really just seeding and start-up roles, than I am about getting the topics organised and the actual working groups well balanced. But it's a good point, and thank you for raising it, Sebastian. Topic 1, as listed, is engagement in ICANN, including all the care and feeding of it. Can I suggest that if I wasn't involved in that, it would be truly bizarre? So I'm happy to put my hand up in there, but we'll need more people. Number 2 is future structure and governance of ICANN. And number 3 is the new GTLDs. So do you want to take them? Does anyone want to raise their hand for any of those? I would think that a minimum of 2 per topic should be agreed on in today's meeting. Anyone putting their hand up for any of those?
For topic 1?
That was you, Fatimata?
Yes.
Okay.
Sebastian, I am willing to do 2.
I attend the meeting. Who will be with me?
You're asking who...
I will start in the preparation of the topics and everything prior to the meeting. So I will take care of topic number 1.
Thank you. I think that's extremely useful. And we'll make sure that there's at least 2 on each. Did I hear you say topic 2, Sebastian?
Yeah, and just to say again to Fatimata, Cheryl, you are also on topic one. Then you will work together.
I am, but I'm holding back. If I can get two from other than me for everything, then there's not a topic on any of the 15 that I'm not passionately excited and interested in. I wouldn't mind having a watching brief in all of them. So let's see how we go. Sebastian, topic two. Anyone for topic three?
But if Ivan can join me on the topic two, I know that he was willing to work on that in Kairos, and maybe he's still. Ivan, please.
Ivan's typing. Perhaps what he's writing is, yes, he'll join you in topic two.
What, for me? Well, no, I wasn't sure whether or not I would be best either in topic three, but because of what I was doing in logistics, I wasn't even sure whether or not I might be best as a floater, so to speak, on through the summit, basically putting out the fires that will inevitably happen, filling in for things and people that don't show up or anything like that.
Yeah, they're very much my sentiments, I must say. I'm going to be, as I often am, you may have noticed, relatively busy at the ICANN meeting. So I'd like
Sherry,
to...
If you permit, please, I can propose myself to the topic three for the new GTLD.
Okay, sorry, who is that?
Khaled.
Thank you. Yes, Khaled, I saw that. I thought you were saying as well. Okay, thank you, Khaled, for that. Topic three. Go ahead, Hawa.
Sebastian, you will translate, please.
Yeah, I will. Oui, je vais te traduire.
Merci. Non, j'ai un peu compris par rapport à ce qui s'est dit, mais dans mon entonnoir, Nick demandait à ce que ces sujets-là soient mis de côté avant qu'il ne finisse le déploiement du sondage.
Oui, c'est
alors
ce
je vois que les gens
dit,
sont en train de choisir encore les sujets par rapport au...
Non, on ne choisit pas les sujets, mais on a dit que dans les 7 premiers sujets, on pense qu'il y en aura 5 qui vont être mis en œuvre pour les groupes de travail, et donc... pour qu'on commence à travailler rapidement, on choisit un ou deux leaders et ensuite le working group s'organisera autour d'eux et c'est le working group qui choisira son chair, son vice chair, son animateur, pas fait dans ce working group, mais pour qu'on commence tout de suite, parce que sinon on va perdre trop de temps, on est en train de demander les noms de ceux qui sont prêts à aider au démarrage. Pas pour qu'ils prennent le leadership pendant les jusqu'au sommet, mais pour démarrer aujourd'hui. Peut-être qu'ils prendront le leadership après. Mais pour l'instant, c'est le démarrage qui est cherché. Voilà. I was just she was asking me why we didn't choose, we decided not to choose the 5-1 because we have not the results yet, and why people are already putting their name on each topic. And I explained her that it's because we want to have leaders who will push the work at the beginning, but not be the chair eventually up to the end, up to the summit, and. Tu veux rajouter quelque chose à moi?
Non, sauf que en ce moment, je vais prendre le topic numéro 1.
D'accord. Ben, c'est ce qu'a dit Fatimata aussi. Elle voulait s'occuper de ça, donc vous allez vous en occuper toutes les deux. OK,
voilà.
And she is willing to help to work on topic 1, and then maybe Awa and Fatimata will work together on that with the control of Cheryl, I am sure. The help.
Yeah. Thank you.
Control, that's too strong a word. I would like to suggest I will... support and assist. Certainly topic one, that's great. That still means another person for topic three. I mean,
so,
Evan will be involved, obviously.
Well, Nick, you're saying we have these specialists that are there. Does that mean nobody from the summit group is going to be needed to help with logistics or identify the fires to put out?
Nick, you might be muted, I think.
Sorry, I was muted. no, you won't be needed. I mean, if you see a problem, there'll be somebody in the room you can tell, but believe me, they'll be on at the moment it happens.
Well, if I'm not needed for logistics during the sessions themselves, I'll be more than happy to help with number three.
Okay.
Okay, that leaves one hole in number two. Calling for a number two.
Cheryl.
Yes, go ahead, Wolf.
I would dare to contradict Nick in this respect. Even if from a logistical point of view, there are plenty of people and good people. But sometimes there are some kind, let's say, political or social or whatsoever internal problems to be resolved, which are touchy and which need some insight and experience. And therefore, I think the core group should still be available for this kind of troubleshooting, which are not mere logistical questions.
Well, trust me, anything that starts looking in any way, shape or form requiring a subtle or occasionally less than subtle approach, I'll know about it real fast and I'll be pulling out whomever to come and help us deal with it. It won't be a matter of things going on without the summit planning group's ongoing involvement and knowledge. Because, yeah, interesting things always happen, as we well know. We still need to look at, I think Evan was concerned about, the power has, not working to a certain thing. We will have lackeys, for the want of a better word, that can deal with the stuff, providing it's all prepped and planned. Okay, so can I ask for anybody who'd like to join us for number two?
But I think we can ask, or I can ask Vanda, maybe it's because she's muted that she's not saying that she's willing to do that.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's make an executive decision, Sebastian. The executive suggestion is that we're going to put Vanda's name in there unless she streams loudly at us at our ExCom meeting, and then it'll be too late. Okay, good. We'll put Vanda in for two. That's democracy in action, ladies and gentlemen. Now, can we move on to the responsibilities, preparation of agendas, etc.? Who would like to speak to that? Absolutely nobody.
Well, I think my thinking about that, this is Heidi, was that I just wanted to make sure that the working groups and the leaders would be assured or realize that that is what their responsibilities are. But I can see that from the people who are now being appointed or choosing to be the leaders, that topic, I think, is can be off the agenda.
Okay. Let's then move to something I'm particularly keen for, timing. Would you like to speak to that as well, Heidi? Because we do, in fact, have a working timeline in terms of our travel and other arrangements. We can expand that now and add on to that calendar to put in other timing and deadlines. So very keen to do that. What sort of timing do we need to looking at?
Let's see, right now, all... I'm just looking at my calendar here. Hmm? I have the 13th of February being the due date for the final draft versions of all working group statements. So again, the 13th of February for that.
Okay, you have 1 month.
That's not long.
That's right.
No, not at all.
It's certainly not, and that's where setting up the workspace, setting up the mailing lists, and having all of that fresh and ready to go, certainly before Monday of next week is going to be very important. Nick, you offered earlier for some startup documentation to be generated. Is that possible to come in, and if so, at what sort of time?
I think you're muted again, Nick.
Sorry, forgot
I'm
about that.
Back.
I'm back.
Probably it's myself. Let me put myself on mute.
The schedule had called for the briefings, the five working groups, to be conducted up through the 23rd of this month. We were going to have a week, about a week longer to do that than we are going to have. But my suggestion would be that we can prepare the starting documents during the time that the briefings are being scheduled, and then release them to each working group as they're available. So by the time the briefings are being held or have been held, you would have a document to start with. And then the week of the 26th, we would be on schedule to have the first working group teleconferences scheduled.
Okay, so we're talking done by the 26th.
Yeah, I think we can still stick with the timeline for the work of the working groups. We just may need people to respond fairly quickly to the doodles to get the briefings held, that's all.
Okay. We'll need very active in group list and page participation, correct?
Yep.
Okay, and that's part of what the league needs to do. Okay, so that's part of what, that's a responsibility that might not be clear, but you probably do need to encourage and tease out interaction, particularly from new people. Can I suggest that as part of our tool set for these working groups, that a bookmarked chat in Skype or similar, and you're going to have to work out what it is, because not all countries, and we need to look at who is in these working groups, have access to particular types of proprietary IRC tools. But some form of IRC-like tool also be used in these working groups. It's incredibly handy to, you know, get up at midnight and see that at 10 p.m. someone's left you a message and you can respond, and at their lunchtime, which is another 4 hours, they can respond back. I think that's going to encourage and facilitate both fast interaction and staged interaction over the global time zones that we need to work with. Are there any suggestions on what tools we might be using?
I've got a thought.
Go ahead.
We can set up five Adobe Connect rooms.
Ah.
And just leave them running.
I was hoping someone might say that.
put up links to you know, the documents and click group pages and all that sort of thing. And, of course, the chat would be running all the time. So.
Okay. Is there any issues? Does anyone here have a problem with that? I think it's marvellous, but what's everyone else's opinion?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Awesome, because not everybody has Skype, so it's perfect.
Yeah.
Yep, and that's what I was concerned about. So five Adobe Connect rooms. And you know what the good news is there, leaders? It means that you can work in whatever language you're comfortable with. It also means that you can do small polling and have little votes and discussions and decisions that are voted on and consensus views developed on the fly. Nick, what we might need to do is care and feeding. Thank you, Fatimata. Yep. I think she might mean that she dropped off rather than she intended to leave the call. Yeah, Evan's just saying publish the room schedule, et cetera, et cetera. What I was going to say is that the leaders identified for each of these working groups probably need to get together in an Adobe chat room with staff to learn how to use all the tools that are available in an Adobe chat room. Can we make that happen, Nick?
Yeah, we could you know, have a session for people.
Okay. Would you mind terribly if the chair of the ALAC came along to that session as well? Because I'd love a refresher.
No, I think you're not allowed.
Damn! Well, I'm coming anyway. Okay, so we'll probably need to set up a doodle to organise when that can be, and that's probably going to have to be sometime through next week, okay?
Yep.
Okay, then. Can we dial out to Fatimata? We got cut off.
Tanya is almost certainly listening to this, and we'll be dialing back out to her.
Thanks.
Putting words in her mouth, I'm sure she'll pipe up and say no if that's not the case.
Yes, yes, she said that. That's right, yep. She's calling back. Okay, that's about the 19th screen open on my window. I better close down some. Is there anything else we need to do for that, or can we now move happily on to item 3? Good. Item 3.
Fatimata is back.
Thank you very much.
Joined.
Adigo. And who is going to, Wolf, you're going to talk us through the revision 3 of the document now?
Yes, if you want me to do that, let's try it. If you have a look on the version 3 of the summit program scheme, it comparing the 5 to 7 priorities of the poll results and the provisional agenda items we placed there already, I realized that at least 2 subjects seem to be kind of obsolete at the moment. It's on Saturday afternoon in the time slot of 5:30 to 7. What we prioritized very high is a who is in privacy subject, which is on rank 11 on the preference list. The second one is the geographical regions at ICANN, which is on place 10 of the poll, and we scheduled for Sunday morning in the time slot between 9 and 10:30. I don't know whether it makes sense to keep these 2 subjects on the program or just replace them by the new priorities we got by the poll. This would be simply the easiest way to do it.
Okay, what's the feeling of the people on this call on that?
May I ask Wolf, your idea is to use the item number 8 and 9 rather to the item 10 and 11?
No, not to use item. This would be another option. But my suggestion was to replace, let's say, the who is by the subject 1 at large engagement at ICANN, which is now the priority of the poll. And the geographical reasons, let's say, by subject 2, the future structure, or subject 3, new generic top-level domains. According
because those were supposed to be preparation of the working group, or what was your idea with those sessions?
No, how we place him on the program in Mexico itself.
Yeah, I understand. Well, my question is that what was your idea for these slots? It was to be used to be a preparation of the working group, or to be because what you are telling us is that we will take the subject of the working group to put in that slot. That means that it will be redundant with the working group itself.
I don't think it will necessarily be redundant, but I think having online preparing discussions, virtual discussions, which are very important to prepare the summit, this is out of question. But then it will be another point, having at the summit itself, at a very early stage, the opportunity for the group to meet and to continue that discussion.
Yeah, but that means that you think that this part will be part of the working group, supposed to be able to have other topics taken into account by the summit, not by the working group, because the working group, the objective is to have a document at the end agreed by the participant. For those sessions, could be less pressure of doing something, but more exchange between the people. And maybe it's better to have other topics to be discussed during the summit.
I understand, Sebastian, that you are arguing for the other option, and the other option would be fine with me as well.
I must say, if I can just jump in here, Wolf, we do have the hot topics that we've allocated to the working group. They're major pieces of work with a specific outcome, and that will have great relevance and a good accountability and measurability on the success of the summit. These smaller sessions we also need to use to bring people up to speed and to encourage discussion and to start getting conversations and thoughts going on other ICANN relevant topics. So I'm much more comfortable leaving the topics on the agenda as they are. But I'd like to hear other people's views.
I'm fine with that as well, Cheryl.
Okay. Does anyone seek to change the version 3 other than the question of whether or not we can find a space now in this agenda for a NOMCOM briefing? And I'll rush to say, if we can't find a space in the summit agenda for a NOMCOM briefing, I'm fairly confident we'll find some space during the main ICANN meeting week to do that. So we can agree where we have a NOMCOM briefing as opposed to if we have a NOMCOM briefing now.
Cheryl, please, can I speak?
Go ahead.
Well, thank you very much. I think I have looked to the draft summit program. It's well done, and thank you for that. I think the best place for a presentation of the NOMCOM will be maybe through Saturday from 10 to 12:30 during the ICANN 101, where we can have only 10 minutes for our NOMCOM presentation. And I think it's the only slot time that we have. So if you agree all, it will be good to have 10 minutes from this time for the NOMCOM presentation. It's in fact a small presentation where we would like to show the... Excuse me?
That was just so you're proposing that it becomes one of the 10-minute slots. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. How do we feel about that?
Fine with me.
Well, that would appear to work on my brief looking, but you're in charge of the content group. What's your
It's fine with me if it's a majority believes that it can be incorporated in the ICANN one-to-one session with a 10-minute slot, and it, if it doesn't need more, it would be fine to me.
No, it's only 10 minutes maximum.
Perfect then.
I have one question here.
Go ahead, Sebastian.
I think the ICANN 101, it's from my idea, it's quite an heavy, you will have a lot of different subjects. If we have to find a slot, it could be there, but then we need to extend a little bit because it's too, if 10 minutes each, that means that 15 subjects will be, less. Nine subjects will be allocated in this time, and I think that ICANN 101, it's maybe more than nine subjects. And we need to... I suggest that Wolf look at that when we have the five topics, because tutorial on IDN, if it's done in another time during the week, and if we have the working group on IDN, maybe we don't need 1.5 hours for that specific, and maybe we can have one half hour more at the end of the Monday, and in the morning, and less time for the IDN, because it will be done in other meetings.
Okay.
But
well,
maybe we can leave that to Wolf to organize that.
With a possible sacrifice of some of the IDN. Okay, let's leave that to Wolf and his team. I'm also keen to make sure ICANN 101 is as I think it is going to be. I mean, people are going to have their heads spinning by the end of it. If you put 10 lots of 10 minutes in, or however many lots of 10 minutes in now, you also have transition times. We are going to run slightly later, so we probably will have to stretch it. But let's just assume that that's where it will go. And we might tweak the afternoon session to match. Okay?
Okay.
Yep, okay.
May I make a comment on the FAIR poster session?
Please, go ahead.
Darlene here. I see it's still slotted for 19:30, and the other sessions stop at 19:00. What I would suggest is that we have that starting at 19:00, and if the first half hour is strictly, hors d'oeuvres and refreshments, that would be great, with actual presentations or whatever is slotted for that happening at half past the hour would be good. But I wouldn't recommend giving people a half an hour to go to their room and maybe fall asleep and not come back.
Yeah, I have a great sense of deja vu about this conversation, don't you, Darlene?
Yeah, and I think I was saying something the same, but I'm not sure.
Okay, the start time of the poster session. Not to allow break time.
I'm not sure from a psychological point of view. I'm not sure whether this is wise. If you have people at all-day program from starting at 9 in the morning with tough stuff all day, and you expect them to go in the late afternoon or early evening just again to another without giving them the slightest break, I think they will run away anyway.
Not if there's food at the end of that break. Like, I mean, they'll go to the washroom, but if you leave them a whole half hour, they'll go back to their room. If we allow them a whole half hour, they'll go back to their rooms and we'll lose them. They're going to take a few minutes anyways to go to the washroom, freshen up, whatever, and then come straight in. But at 7 o'clock, most people are going to be starving. They're going to be so hungry, and they're going to need something to stave off the low blood sugars, If you give them a whole half hour, I think you'll lose them. As I say, don't start the actual presentations until half past. Therefore, if people do wish to go away for a little bit, they can. But for those that I think you're going to lose psychologically, I think you will lose a lot of people. I say put it right there, 7 o'clock, start feeding them, give them refreshments.
Yeah, look, if you're going to allow, can I just speak as a stress physiologist now, which actually happens to be my training? 30 minutes break is not enough to recover from psychological scarring. We can give them a breather as they move from point A to point B, and we can assure them that it is a social and refreshment time for the first half hour or so, and that the formal opening and presentations will be a little bit later. So if anyone desperately needs to go and put their head down between their knees and recover from the day, they can. So it's more like a 7:00 for 7:30 start or a 7:00 for 7:45 start, knowing that if you get there at 7:45, there won't be any food left for you. And food's a great...
Bingo, exactly.
Yeah. Food is a very good motivator. Okay, there was the question then of can we then shift that on the agenda? Wolf, are you happy to shift the timing then or not?
Yes.
Tell you
I
what
think
will
you
work for me.
You convinced me by now.
If you make the start time from 19:30 for fair and poster to 19:15, because
yeah.
Everyone understands 15 minutes is a wee break, right?
Okay.
and that we note when we put this agenda out that it is the first 35-40 minutes is refreshments being served. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Am I gathering that the main room finishes at 1900 on Saturday?
Well, it depends where the fair and poster session will take place.
No, I'm saying in the main session, who is in privacy is showing as a concurrent session. I don't see anything else that it's concurrent with. Is that in the main hall? Or is the plenary is ending at 17:30?
The official program this content will finish at 7 o'clock. The last three sessions we have foreseen for the time slot, 5:30 to 7.
Okay, because we don't have three rooms. That's why I'm asking the question.
Okay,
the plenary, the general sessions are being held in the main hall of the Sheraton.
The plenary sessions?
Yes.
Okay.
So we don't have any breakout rooms, really, on Saturday.
No breakout, no additional rooms at all.
No.
So I have to shift two of the foreseen conference sessions to another place.
Well, another day.
To another day, let's say on Sunday.
Well, on Sunday we don't have side rooms.
Neither.
Well, because I'm now looking, you've got this in a different format. Let me attempt.
Yes, on Sunday we have the working group, we have the five rooms. We have working groups for the whole day. Or General Assembly, but it was with shift to Tuesday, then we have the Sunday, the five working groups meeting room.
Good point, Sebastian.
Okay. I think we need to have a look at that, but not right in this meeting right now. Can we take this as a that Wolf, you and Nick and whoever is working on the room logistics. I think Heidi, you were also working on that in the last couple of weeks with people who've been on the ground. Can I ask that these questions, this cross-checking is done and that you report back to this chat space exactly what changes, if any, are going to needing to be occur, because we don't need to find a problem later. We need to find a problem and a solution to any that exists sooner.
Darlene here. I got to run now. Thanks a lot, you guys. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, Darlene.
Bye.
Is there any other discussion we need to have,
Darlene,
on the summit program
left,
other than the potential need for cross-checking that we need to look at? It meets to the room requirements. In other words, anything else we need to do for item three. I did have... Khalid, you wish to speak to item three?
I guess he already does.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, I already spoken about that.
That was, your intervention earlier was what you wished to say. Okay, thank you for that, Khalid.
Yes.
Great, okay. That leaves us an enormous amount to do and no time to do it in. How do you want to deal with the items 4, 5, 6 and 7 of our agenda? My proposal is for us to meet again soon. What do you think on that?
I agree with that, but I would like to have 5 minutes extension to discuss about travel, because it starts to be really late.
Okay. Can I ask then for staff to do a brief travel and meeting planner update? We will take another 5 minutes for those who can stay, and then we will need another meeting, and that will be looking at great detail to items 4, 5 and 6, as well as 7. I also would like to suggest that that meeting happens sooner rather than later. So whilst staff are doing an update, a very brief update for us, if you would like to put your potential dates for early next week for a follow-up meeting into Skype chat, we can start comparing them for a potential doodle. Okay, who's going to be doing that? Heidi?
Or Nick?
Yeah, the BCD, the travel booking service, are intending to start sending out the emails to the authorized travelers to start the booking process today.
What about accommodation?
All of that is being done centrally.
Do you know, because so far on the website there are two hotels, one, the main conference hotel is already fully booked. Do you know where the at large is booked into? Because
yes,
the other hotel is a little bit far away. It's more than 10 minutes walking distance.
I don't know what other hotel is listed. We're in the Melia.
Yes, that's the letter that's on going to be announced, and that's where people at the at-large summit will be staying.
Could you send this information around so that we can be informed?
Well, that's what I've just said, is that's about to give the email to whoever.
I'll go back and get it and repost it here, because it's earlier on this chat. So the short answer is yes. Go on, Nick.
If you like, I've actually stayed in the hotel and can tell you a bit more about the space and the rooms. If you want, we can do it later.
Yeah, the next meeting, I guess, you will be, we will be more than happy to have heard you about that. Our concern is that I was at the AFRALO conference call, and our say that to me on Skype, and they are very, very worried about the problem of visa, because a lot of countries, especially in Africa, didn't have any consulate for Mexico, and then they were asking to have the possibility to have their visa at the airport on arrival, or if it could be taken care by somebody there. And I think it's a very important question for a lot of people from some country in Africa and maybe in other region too.
Indeed, it affects Asia as well.
Sébastien, je peux ajouter aussi?
Vas-y, vas-y.
Oui, si possible aussi, s'ils peuvent arranger pour que, au cas où ceux qui auront des difficultés ou bien qui n'ont pas de consulat chez eux dans leur pays, d'avoir des visas à l'entrée du Mexique. Est-ce possible?
Mais c'est ce que je viens de dire en anglais, ouais, en disant que c'était de ta part. Donc j'ai déjà traduit ce
non,
que tu viens de dire.
Non, pas envoyer. Voilà, mais...
Non, j'ai
négocier...
dit sur place à l'aéroport, à l'arrivée.
Ok, c'est ce qu'il a dit. Thank you. Ok, merci.
Ok.
I assume you were just explaining.
Yeah, sorry. She was asking me to say what I already said. And sorry, I didn't translate because I already told you what she wanted
me
to say.
Yeah, no, but that's fine. We just needed to know. I suspect.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's going to be a major conversation for our next meeting. Nick, do you want to continue with the baseline stuff? And I do want to raise one other thing about entry into the United States because the rules have changed.
I'm sorry, what is it that you wanted me to...
Is that all you're needing to tell us in this last couple of minutes is the BCD are going to be doing it? You didn't actually say when, early next week or...
No,
they're
starting to send the letters out today, I believe, so...
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, thanks for that. We all need to be aware that new rules for entry into the United States are now in place. And that regardless of how you've got into the United States before, we need to double check on this because, for example, for me into the United States from Australia, I now need to have done an online notification before I arrive at my port, or I am risking being turned around, regardless of the country I'm coming from, why I'm there, and my visa status.
And I'll take the opportunity to put in a good plug and say that if you're traveling to Mexico from Europe through Canada, you don't need to do that.
I've got to tell you, I'm very keen for us to move a lot of our people through Canada for that very reason, yeah. So, Nick, can we discuss this further, perhaps between now and the next summit meeting, because there are a few dots and questions that are needing to be looked at.
Sure.
Okay. I didn't see any dates go up for the next meeting. What part of next week can we look at for our week, for our meeting? Okay, Sebastian's available all the time. I'll just work around it. And Alejandro does mention that in Mexico, not all schedules run tightly. Those of us who work in Asia Pacific will find that it'll be a bit like working in some of the Pacific Islands, I suspect. However, I will just smile and we'll see how we go. right, can we just put up a very quick poll? Does anybody, Wolf, do you have any days next week which you cannot make it?
Monday evening and Thursday evening.
Okay, is there anyone who can't make
time.
A call?
It's the last time.
Is there anyone who can't make a call next Tuesday at the same time as today?
Next Tuesday at the same time as today would be fine.
Tuesday is fine for me.
Tuesday, 20th. Obama. just kidding.
It's Obama Day.
Look, we'll have other reasons to celebrate. Okay.
And you know what is the scent of the day, the 20th of January?
No, go on, tell me.
Jack, it's Sebastian. It's a good day.
Yeah, it's a good day.
Okay, well, we'll be having our next summit meeting call at 2030 UTC. Sorry, I'm busy giggling. UTC on Tuesday, the 20th of January. Between now and then, the cross-checking between the room requirements and the program will be being done. The working groups will be up and running, and we'll have a whole lot more to talk about under items 4, 5, 6 and 7 from the agenda. And Heidi, I'm happy to work with you on bludgeoning a new agenda out between now and then.
Okay.
Thank you all very much for a very long call. But what I am going to propose is, as we get closer, we do shorter calls more frequently and have shorter and more...
Very good.
Thank you all. And
okay,
bye.
Thanks a lot, Sharon.
Okay, thank you, everybody.
Not
good night, good morning,
good night.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Evan.
Left.
Heidi.
Left.
Lutz, Sonnenhacke.
Left.
Nick.
Left.
Fatima, da is back.
Left.
My name is Wolf Ludwig.
Left.
Seb.
Left.
Cheryl.
Left.
Kenneth.
Left.
Adigo operator.
Left. Left.
Hello, how are everybody? Hello.
Left.
Oliver Ortiz.
Left.